Parashas Korach. We would like to look at the Pasuk in Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Chof Ches. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, Vayomer Moshe, says the Torah, Bezois Teidu. This will be the sign. This will be the proof. Ki Hashem Shlochani. That I have been God sent, divinely sent, Lasois es kol hamaisim ho'ele. Everything I've done, I have done so as a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kiloi mi libi. It is not from my heart. I have not made this up, as you, Korach, have accused me of doing. Rather, I've been sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The obvious question that must be asked and is asked, there seems to be a double loshon in this pasuk. Moshe Rabbeinu began by saying, Ki Hashem Shlochani, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent me. Well, if that's the case, why is it necessary to then add, Ki loy mi libi, it is not from my heart? That's the same thing. If you say Ki loy mi libi, that means I have not made this up, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent me. So it would sound like Moshe Rabbeinu is in fact saying the same thing twice. I have been sent by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki loy mi libi, and it's not been an invention from my own heart. Isn't that just the same thing twice? So we have discussed this in previous years and offered various explanations. But I'd like to share with you something that I saw just yesterday in the Sefer Ksav Kabbalah. We should not make a mistake. Ksav Kabbalah is not a Sefer of Kabbalah. Ksav Kabbalah was written, a Sefer about 120 or 40 years ago, very much based in similar vein, let's say, to the Malbim and Reb Shimshon Thor Hirsch, one of the great etymologists of his time, very busy with the translation of every word and the differences and the nuances between each word. Either way, he asks this question. He asks this question and he says, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean when he said, Ki loy mi libi, that this has not been an invention from my heart? Haven't you said that already? Moshe Rabbeinu has already stated, Ki Hashem Shlochani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent me. So obviously, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent me, that means I have not made it up. This is not my own choice. I did not appoint Aaron HaKohen as the Kohen Gadol. I did not appoint Otsofon as the leader, etc., etc. This is all an appointment by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you've already stated that in the words of Ki Hashem Shlochani. So if that's the case, why is it necessary then to add the words, those three words, Ki loy mi libi, it is not from my heart. And the Ksav Kabbalah offers a very novel interpretation. But by way of introduction, I'd like to mention the following. And then we will get back, Be'ezus Hashem, to the Ksav Kabbalah. It's quite clear from Chazal that Korach not only battled against Moshe Rabbeinu, a challenge for the leadership of Klal Yisrael, it was actually much more severe than that. If you look in the Gemara in Yerushalmi, it's quite clear that Korach became an apikoros. Korach, as quoted by the Gemara in Yerushalmi, Omar Korach, bo'isay shah. At that moment, Omar Korach, ein Torah min hashomayim. He denied that Torah comes from heaven. V'loi Moshe Novi. V'loi Aaron Kohen Gadol. This was not merely a challenge to the leadership credentials of Moshe Rabbeinu. This was actually a statement of apikorsus. Korach, in fact, became an apikorus, and he denied that Torah was min hashomayim. This poses an enormous question, and this is a question that we have dealt with in previous years. And the question really is based on a Rambam. The Rambam writes in an Igeres. There's an Igeres called the Igeres Taimon. And the Rambam there issues a statement, and he says, you should know, Shekol Misha Omad Al Har Sinai. Anybody who was present at the time of Matan Torah, given on Sinai, Ma'aminim B'Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. They certainly believe in the prophecy of Moshe Rabbeinu, Heim U'Bneihem, U'Bnei Bneihem Ad Olam. So too their children, their descendants forever. And the Rambam then stresses, call me, if you ever find anybody in the history of our nation, shenoto miderech hadas, that went off the derech, did not believe in the fundamentals of our religion, you should know that he cannot possibly have been either present at Matan Torah or a descendant of those present at Matan Torah. So the great Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman once asked the Gera Rebbe, the Imre Emes, who was the son of the Sfas Emes, he asked, I don't understand, if the Rambam issues a klal and says, anybody who was present at Maimed Har Sinai cannot possibly become an upper Koyrus, cannot possibly not believe, well, what happened to Koyrach? Koyrach was present at Har Sinai at the time of Matan Torah, together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, and as mentioned before, his challenge to the leadership of Moshe was far more deep-rooted than that. It was apikorsus. Well, how did you become an apikorsus? Asked Rabbi Elchanan to the Gera Rebbe. How did this happen to Koyrach? If he was present at Matan Torah, didn't the Rambam offer us a klal that everybody who was present at the time of Matan Torah could not possibly go off the derech or become an apikorsus? This is the enormous question posed by Rabbi Elchanan Wasserman. The Stipler answers this question. And the Stipler says that you have to understand what the Rambam means. A person can come to emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu based on philosophy, on logic. And he can prove beyond any shadow of a doubt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, etc., etc., etc. And the Rambam was talking about emunah that's based on logic. It cannot be ever, says the Rambam, that somebody was present at Matan Torah and then logically went off the derech, failed to see the absolute logic in emunah by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, says the Stipler, that's what the Rambam is referring to. Do you know what the Rambam is not referring to? The Rambam is not referring to somebody who has outside influences that can cause him not to be ma'amin b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean, outside causes? Says the Stipler, ukazois hoya eitzel Koyrach. Koyrach became an apikoyres not based on logic. Not because he couldn't, as it were, empirically prove the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore became an apikoyres, but rather, shemitoich shenifga bichvoidoi. His kovod was tampered with, because he was not chosen to be a Nasi. He became angry with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that brought him to Kfira. And as we know, and we'll mention this in a moment, he came up with all these erroneous questions, and what about Tcheles, and what about Mezuzah? Says the Stipler, frightening words. B'mokoin shehamidois ro'ois poyalois. Once bad midois enter the framework, kvar hadas hoylech umishtabish. Well, then his das totally becomes corrupt as well. Says therefore the Stipler, what the Rambam was referring to when the Rambam says there is an absolute guarantee that if you attended Matan Torah you cannot become an apikoros, that means logically you cannot become an apikoros. It cannot be that somebody will fail, as it were, to see the overwhelming evidence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashkacha. That cannot be. But the Divrei HaRambam, says the Stipler, was not referring to somebody who has taiva and rotzoin. So he's corrupt. This is not a logical conclusion that Koyrach arrived at. Rather, he had every negias in the world. He had bias. What was that bias? His kovod was at stake. And once his kovod was at stake, and he failed to overcome that, so then he became corrupt. And indeed he became an apikoros. That's not a contradiction to the Rambam's rule, because the Rambam's rule wasn't referring to somebody who was corrupted by his own bad midas. And this is really echoing the famous, frightening words of the Mesillas Yesharim. The Mesillas Yesharim in the 11th parak of his Sefer says that it is chemdas hakovoid, the great lust for honor, that has been the undoing of the greatest of our nation. Take for an example, says the Mesillas Yesharim, Yerovam ben Nevat. Yeravam ben Nevat, who Chazal say doesn't have a chelek in Olam Haba. He is mentioned in the Navi as being the Chayte Umachti Es Yisrael. Not only did he sin, but he caused others to sin. Says the Mesilas Yesharim, do you know what it says in Chazal? The Gemara tells us in Sanhedrin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidoy ba'atzmoy actually grabbed hold of Yeravam ben Nevat by his beged. And he says to him, I'm willing to take you together with me and David HaMelech for a stroll in Gan Eden. The ultimate offer. What was Yeravam ben Nevat's response? Two words. Mi Boroish. Who will be at the front of the queue? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech will be at the front of the queue. He will lead this tiul, this stroll in Gan Eden. If so, says Yeravam ben Nevat, Loi Bo'ina. I'm sorry, I'm going to turn the offer down. The ultimate offer, the dream prize, to have a walk, kaviyochel, in Gan Eden with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, but he turned it down because of COVID. Because he heard that he would not be at the front of the queue, rather at the back. David HaMelech would be in the front. Says the Mesilas Yesharim in the next line, Mi Goram L'Koirach. And what caused Koirach and all of his followers to lose everything? Ela Mipnei HaKovid. Chazal say, he was jealous of Elitzofon Ben Uziel, who became the leader, became the Nossi. He wanted his position, he challenged it. What corrupted him, what undid him, was the Taivas HaKovid. And that's what the stipler is pointing out as well. Koirach had Negius. Koirach was self-corrupted. And that's why he became an Apikoiris. That's not what the Rambam is referring to. When the Rambam lays down a cast iron rule, that anybody who attended Matan Torah does not possibly become an Apikoiris, it means based on evidence and logic. But if it's based on corruption, because you have bad midos, and the lust for kavod gets the better of you, then there's no limit. There's no limit to the extent of your free fall. And you can become an apikoros as well. The Rambam was never referring to. A frightening piece in the stipler. So let's come back now to the pasuk that we began with, and the ksav, the kabbalah that we mentioned. Moshe Rabbeinu responds to Korach, and he says, Ki Hashem shlochani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent me. And surely that means, I have not made this up. So what did he mean when he added, Ki loy milibi, this is not my own heart. Didn't you just say that? Why are you repeating the same thing twice? Based on our introduction, I think we are now in a better position to appreciate the words of the Ksav HaKabbalah. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, Moshe Rabbeinu was not repeating himself at all. Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact telling Korach two completely separate things. Number one, indeed, Ki Hashem Shlochani, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has sent me la'asos es kol ha'maisim ho'ele. The appointment of Aaron HaKohen as the Kohen Gadol, the appointment of El Tzofen Ben Uziel as the Nasi, that all was divinely decreed, that's not my doing. So what did Moshe Rabbeinu then add with those words, kiloy mi libi? Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, this was another point. Kloimar, everything I did, I only did it, rak, kiyum shlichusi. I did so for divine, l'shem shomayim reasons only. V'loi nis'arev boy. There was no mixture whatsoever of any hargoshas hano'o mitzad libi. My heart, meaning my own personal feelings, were not involved. What does that mean? He explains, you would have thought that Moshe Rabbeinu, having been asked, albeit by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appoint his brother as the Kohen Gadol. So albeit that Moshe Rabbeinu is obviously going to do so, L'shem Shomayim, but maybe his lev would also have that feeling of pride and excitement. How exciting this is. My own brother has been chosen to be the Kohen Gadol. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, two separate things. Number one, every decision that's been made has been made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Number two, ki loy milibi. Do not think that I have any element whatsoever of self-interest, shaloi l'shem shamayim. This has been decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, that's ki Hashem shlochani, and number two, ki loy milibi, my heart has not played a role over here. Not that that means I didn't make the decisions. No, you've already stated that Hashem made the decision. Ki loy milibi means I didn't have any self-interest over here. Even after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me what would seemingly be a very exciting piece of news, my own brother's going to be the Kohen Gadol. Nonetheless, my heart was not involved. Why not? Says the Ksav Kabbalah. In conclusion, ki hishtatfus kazeh. Because had there been this partnership, as it were, the one hand, kavon l'shem shamayim, but on the other hand, libi, if my heart would have been involved, tachlish hashlichus, that would have weakened the entire message, the entire shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have therefore answered our original question. Our original question was, why did Moshe Rabbeinu add the words, ki loy milibi? Isn't that just a repeat of that which he has already said, ki Hashem shlochani, says the Ksav HaKabbalah? Absolutely not. There are two separate points over here. Number one, every decision, every appointment has been divinely decreed. Number two, ki loy milibi, my heart did not get involved with any types of personal kavanos. I absolutely intended l'shem shomayim. Now, let's bring, Rabbeisai, the whole picture together. We all know, Rashi quotes in part, the famous Medrash. Koirach is written immediately following the end of Parashas Shalach. The end of Parashas Shalach deals with tzitzis. So Koirach challenges Moshe Rabbeinu, and he mocks him, and he says, what happens if I have a talus which is completely tcheles? Is that exempt from tzitzis? And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. And Koirach starts mocking. Well, how can that possibly make sense? If four strings in the corner made out of tcheles can exempt the beged, if its entire talus is made out of tcheles, how can that not exempt the beged? Next question. If you have a house full of sforim, do you still need a mezuzah? Absolutely, said Moshe Rabbeinu. Koirach once again begins his leitzonos. How can that be? If I have one small piece of parchment, which is written the parasha of Shema, that exempts the house. A bias mole sforim does not. Do you know how the Medrash concludes? Listen very carefully now to the Medrash, and you will see the beauty emerge. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, loin dvorim elu. These things that you've invented, the talis kulei tcheles, the bias mole sforim, loin nitztaviso aleihen. You have not been commanded, umilibcha, and it is from your heart, ato boid on, you have made this all up. Says the Medrash, that's what it means, vayikach koirach. Do you know what vayikach koirach means, says the Medrash? Two words, liboy, lokhoi. His heart took him away. I saw yesterday, in the Sefer Kreiner de Igrisa, Kreiner de Igrisa is authored by the Stipler. It's essentially a collection of letters. But at the back of Chelek Beis, he asks a very simple, fundamental question. Why was Koirach not right? Koirach has a very valid question. If four strings of Tcheles can exempt the beged, well, why can a talus, which is Kulei Tcheles, not do the same? Kol Shekeni should do the same. If one mezuzah exempts the bias, well, surely a whole house full of sforim should. Why was Koirach wrong? Listen to the phenomenal teretz of the Stipler. Do you know what's wrong with a beged kulei tcheles? Because the beged protects the guf, and it warms the guf. The whole function of tzitzis, as we know, was the charetem, is remind to yourself of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cannot remind yourself of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however much tcheles there is, if you have a vested interest. What's my vested interest? This beged may well be dyed blue, or tcheles, but you are the one who are the beneficiary of that beged. You have a vested interest. That beged is protecting you. Not so when it's four strings at the end of the beged, you have zero vested interest. Those four chutim are not warming you, they're not protecting you, they are doing nothing but serve as a reminder of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So too, a bias mole sforim, with all the great and pure intentions of the world, but the Sforim you are learning from, you are using for your personal study, so you have a vested interest. It's the mezuzah sitting outside your house, which is not being used by you whatsoever. That will serve as a shmira, that will remind you of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, says the Stipler, is where Korach went horribly wrong. As the Stipler puts it so succinctly, when Korach asked Moshe Rabbeinu, why was I not appointed as the leader? Listen to the words of the Stipler. Kushya zu? This question, he hatshuva atzma, is in fact the answer. If you are demanding, if you yourself have this desire to be the leader, then you have in fact explained why you are in fact disqualified to be that leader, because apparently you have a vested interest. Anybody who desires to be the Nossi of Klal Yisrael is by definition disqualified from being the Nossi, because you clearly have an invested interest. Otherwise, why would you be demanding this? Says the Stipler, Yeshloi Negia V'Kovoid Atzmoi Doirish. You clearly have a self-interest. You have your self-honor at heart. If that's the case, you by definition cannot be a manig in Klal Yisrael. Says the Stipler, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling him. You may well have intentions that are l'shem shamayim as well. Do you know what your problem is? You in fact are the talus kuloi tcheles. That's exactly what you are, Korach. A talus kuloi tcheles, if it's been dyed tcheles, well clearly there are kavonas l'shem shamayim. So do you know why it's possible? Because it's a beged after all. It's protecting you and it's serving your purpose. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, your question is an absolute reflection of what you yourself are. You are a beged kuloi tcheles. Yes, undoubtedly you have kavonas l'shem shamayim, but you're a beged nonetheless. You're warming your own guf. You are in fact a bayis mole sforim. A bayis mole sforim, clearly there are kavonas l'shem shamayim, but those sforim are serving your own purpose. Therefore your very question is in fact the answer. You are not tzitzis. You are not a mezuzah. Your problem is, you're a talus kuloi tcheles. Your problem is, you're a bias mole sforim. And that's what the Medrash is concluding. Liboy lokhoi. Your heart has drawn you away. Because your heart is too much involved over here. Undoubtedly, Korach wants to be the Nossi. Korach wants to be the Kohen Gadol. Undoubtedly he has kavonas l'shem shamayim. Do you know what the problem is? It's not tzitzit. It's not a mezuzah. Rather, it's a talus kuloi tcheles. It's a bias mole sforim. A fantastic, gewaldige approach of the Stipler to explain the Medrash. I think Rabbeisai now, we can bring it to a full circle and we will see the beauty now of this Ksav Kabbalah, I think has extra meaning. Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, number one, you should know that this is ki Hashem shlochani, it's all divinely decreed. Number two, ki loy milibi. What's he adding over here? Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, my heart did not get involved at all. Not in the decision making, we're not talking about that, we've already discussed that. I didn't allow my own personal simcha, my own personal negias, to play a role whatsoever. It might well have done so. After all, it was my own brother Aaron HaKohen who I was going to appoint. I did not let my own lave in any way be involved. That's what the Ksav HaKabbalah has said. But according to the Stipler, we now have extra deep meaning. What Moshe Rabbeinu was really saying to Korach is, I am therefore the opposite of you, because your lave did take you away. The kiloi milibi of Moshe Rabbeinu is countering the words of the Medrash that talk about Korach as liboy lokhoi. It's all about the heart. Moshe Rabbeinu was in fact telling him, that is the entire difference between you and me. Your heart took you away. Liboy lokhoi. As the Stipler explained, that first Stipler, that's why you became an apikoros, because you had kovod. Your own kovod was at stake. The Rambam taught us, if you are there a Matan Torah, you cannot become an Apikoros. But you can, because your lave interfered. Your self-interest interfered. Those are the words of the Medrash, Liboy Lokhoi, says Moshe Rabbeinu. And now the Ksav Kabbalah's explanation has so much more meaning. Kiloi Milibi, that's the difference between you and me. I, says Moshe Rabbeinu, am indeed like tzitzis. I'm like a mezuzah, where there's no self-interest. It's not a beged, it's not sforim, they don't serve the human being in any way. They are kol kuloi l'shem shomayim. I am the mezuzah, I am the tzitzis. Do you know what you are, Korach? Your problem is, you're a talus kuloi tcheles. You're a bias mole sforim. Kiloi milibi. My heart didn't interfere with this any which way whatsoever. Even though I had a vested interest, I would have been thrilled and excited to appoint my own brother as a Kohen Gadol. I did not allow my lave to play any role in my shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Your problem, says Moshe Rabbeinu to Korach, is that you did allow your lave to take over. And it became that ta'aroivus, that hishtatfus, that the Ksav HaKabbalah says. And those reflect the beautiful words of the Medrash, liboy lokhoi, liboy lokhoi. So I think now the picture is complete. Korach's lave, as the Mesillas Yeshorim explains, his own vested interest in his kavod overtook him. He had potential to be a great member of Klal Yisrael. He wanted to be a Kohen Gadol. Says this Sfas Emes, he could have been the Levi HaGadol. But he rejected it and ended up with nothing. Why? Liboy Lok. Because he allowed his vested interest to take him over. You can have Tcheles L'Shem Shomayim, but once it's mixed with a beged, then you cannot be a Shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can have Dvarim Shebekedusha, the Parasha of Shema, L'Shem Shomayim. But if they're in a biased Molei Sforim, which are serving your purpose, then it's Liboy Lokhoi. You can become an Apikoros. You can lose absolutely everything. Moshe Rabbeinu was the opposite. Moshe Rabbeinu said he was the only one who could testify about himself, Ki loy mi libi. My heart does not play any role. My own personal and vested interests were not relevant over here. I, says Moshe Rabbeinu, am the ultimate mezuzah and tzitzis. You are the beged kuloi tcheles. You are the bias mole sforim. This is, of course, not only a beautiful chat in the Medrash, I think, but a very fundamental lesson. Rachmona liba boi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants our heart. Avoido shebelev. And we have to check ourselves from time to time. Are our kavonas indeed l'shem shomayim? Or do we have a vested interest? Because once we have our vested interest, once we are allowing our kavod chas v'sholem to creep in, well then there's no limit. One can become an apikoros, one can lose one's olam habo, like Yerovam ben Nevat. Kavod is the undoing of the greatest members of Klal Yisrael. The opposite of that is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is the honor of Mikol Adam, he could say, Loi mi libi. My heart did not play a role. That's why I'm the tzitzis, I'm the mezuzah. You are the talis kulei tcheles, you are the bias mole sforim, and that's why, as the stipler pointed out, your question is in fact your answer. Your desire for kavod is in fact your disqualification from becoming a Kohen Gadol or becoming a Nasi Yisrael. I wish everybody a good Shabbos.